This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's a life-threatening situation, says one local official in the Houston area. Heavy rains have stranded drivers, flooded streets, and closed schools. Mandatory evacuation orders went out yesterday for some residents near Houston. A three-vehicle crash involving a tanker truck in Connecticut has shut down part of a major East Coast highway, a section of I-95 in Connecticut. The AP's Pat Eaton Robb is in Connecticut.
This is the main artery that links New York and New England, so people are going to have to take the long way around, which means Interstate 84 to into Massachusetts, the Mass Pike over. It's a long workaround for this weekend, and frankly, the state officials are asking people just to stay home if they can. If they can't, if they can use the trains, Amtrak and Metro North.
The job market's been looking pretty good. We'll get the latest report this morning. The AP's Donna Warder.
April was likely another solid month for the American economy and hiring. Economists surveyed by the data firm FactSet believe that when the Labor Department releases its figures later this morning, they'll likely show the April unemployment rate of 3.8%. That would make a 27th straight month of a jobless rate lower than 4%. The forecasters expect that employers added 233,000 jobs to the economy in April, which is lower than the month before of 303,000, but still a healthy total.
The number of arrests at pro-Palestinian protests at college campuses across the country is now nearly 2,200. There are signs this morning of compromises by both sides in the Israel-Hamas war after months of talks. Week two of testimony in Donald Trump's hush money trial wraps up today after jurors heard a recording of the former president that is key to the case. This is AP News. Now to a life of leisure for a champion, a Kentucky Derby winner.
The oldest living winner of the Kentucky Derby is living a life of leisure at a retirement farm in Kentucky. Silver Charm won the Derby in 1997. Gary Stevens was his jockey.
He stuck his ears back again and flattened his head out and found another gear, and it felt like we could have gone around again and nobody was going to get by him.
Silver Charm won the Preakness too, but didn't get the Triple Crown at the Belmont. A three-year-old then is now 30. He's living at Michael Blowen's old friend's farm and is treated like royalty.
Silver Charm only has four teeth left, and so he can't chew the big cookies. So now Mrs. Pastures provides us 200 pounds of crumbs.
Silver Charm poses for pictures. More fans seem to stop by around Derby time.
He's a great ambassador for what is great about this sport and what keeps it going.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.